failing with can I? English etiquette taught by native speakers. Please is the magic word. For English learners, can I is widely known as a basic expression. However, in actual conversations with native speakers, this expression can lead to unexpected failures. I had a painful experience during my homestay in Florida during my college years. When asking my host family for something, I repeatedly used, can I? One day, I was suddenly scolded. Can I is childish and impolite. Use may I or could you please instead, they said. In fact, in English-speaking countries, can I can be interpreted as a question of ability. Therefore, especially in formal situations or when speaking to superiors, it's preferable to use more polite expressions. Alternative expressions include may I or would it be possible to? Also, forms that make requests to others, such as could you please, are effective. These expressions can show respect for the other person's permission or intentions. Furthermore, in English-speaking countries, please is sometimes called a magic word. It's an expression often used when teaching children polite language. When a parent asks a child, "What's the magic word?" the child answers, "Please." Through this small exchange, children learn the importance of polite language from an early age. Using please appropriately can significantly change the impression of the entire conversation. When learning a language, it's important to understand not only grammar and vocabulary, but also the nuances and cultural background of the words. I learned firsthand that even basic expressions like can I can greatly change the impression depending on how they're used. In a global society, being sensitive to such subtle differences in language use is required. Understanding the culture behind the words might be what true language proficiency really means.